Hello everyone, welcome to the daily Mishnayos Shir, learning Maseches Bava Kamma. We're holding at the end of Perek Tes, the last few Mishnayos in Perek Tes, what we'll be doing today. First we'll chazer over the few Mishnayos we did yesterday, and we're learning Le'ilu Nishmas Chaim Baruch Ben Zavel and Perel Bas Pinchas. Mishnah Zayin in Perek Tes taught us, Nasan lo sekeren v'nishbalo al chomesh. The case was again that a person stole an item, then swore that he hadn't, which was false, then admitted that he had indeed stole it. There was a din of paying the keren, paying a chomesh, and paying an asham. And let's say he gave him the Karen, he paid up the Karen, and then he swore that I also paid you the Chomesh, but that was a lie. Nishba al Chomesh, or is a Misham Chomesh al Chomesh. So that Chomesh that he swore on becomes now the Karen, becomes the principle, really, what he was false about. So now when he'll admit to that, he'll pay a Chomesh of that. The Chomesh of that Chomesh. Achi Yismayit, the Karen Pachuk Mishal Gutim, this can keep going until the Karen, so to speak, the new principle about what we're discussing, becomes less than a Shavu Prutza, so there'll be no Chiv anymore. Because in this halacha of nishba al sheker and being mode paying a chomish and the ashem and everything is true about a pikadon, being false about pikadon shenemar, the pasuk says the pikadon of b'sum esyar, which is a loan, or b'gazel, which is something stolen, or ashakas amisa, which is denying wages, or matza aveda, or a lost object, v'chikesh ba, denying it, the nishba al sheker and swearing falsely about it. Harizim shan karen v'chomish o asham, they all have the same din, karen chomish and asham. Hekon Pikdoni, if he says to him, where is my deposit that I gave you? Amar lo avad, it has been lost. It wouldn't be chayv, it's a shomer chinam. Mashpiach ani, do you swear? The Amar amen, he says yes. The ha'edim i'idano so sha'achu. The edim come and say, no, he ate it himself. The sham karen, he pays the karen. It's no kefil there, because the item isn't be'ein. And he wasn't hining geneva, he was hining a veda. No kefil. Hoda me'atzo, if he's mode though, to this Misham Karen Chomesh Asham. This is telling us the din, they only have Karen Chomesh Asham on Hoda. If the Edim say that he stole it, then it's only going to be Karen or Karen and Kefil, depending on the situation. Yeah. The Seder. With Taina Veda, he's parted from the Kefil. Says Mishnah has taught us, Heichan Bigdoni says, where is my Pikadon? Amalo Nignav, it has been stolen. Mashpia Choni Valmar Amen, Ve'edim Yino Soshinig Ganav, Hasham Tashumi Kefil. Over here, he's saying it was stolen. He says, you swear, and he says, amen. And the Edom say it was stolen, meaning that he stole it himself. So, Misham Tashem Mekefil, therefore, it's Be'ein, it's around, he's going to pay Kefil. And he was towing Tainus Ganav, that's the case of claiming that it was stolen. It turns out he's stolen, there's also Kefil in that case. Right. This, I think we should clarify, the reason Kefil is potentially Shayach or not, is we're talking about a Pikadon, which is different than a regular thievery, obviously. Over here, only within a pikadon, if he says time is gone, if it was stolen, then we have kefil. It says it was lost, it won't. Mishnah said, "Hoda me'atzam masham karen v'chamash ashim." Again, this chiluk exists over here that if the edim are made about him, then he's going to pay karen, and in this case also kefil, and he's only going to have chomish and asham if he was mode himself. Says Mishnah Tes, he said, "Hagozos aviv nishbalo, one who steals from his father and swore falsely about it, if ameis, the father who died." So he was really yorish this item and the money that he would have to pay. But still to be Karen and Chomesh to the other sons of his father or his father's brothers. If he doesn't want, meaning you say he can't give up that much, doesn't want to part with his chelik and the Yerusha that he rightfully has, Osha Einlo, or he doesn't have, he still has a mitzvah to get rid of the item because it's a gezela. Right? If he doesn't have the funds to which they should do it, so Lova Ubalichov Bain Rifoim. We learn that he'll borrow money. And then he'll give the amount that he had to get rid of because of the gezeil. He'll give it away to the brothers or the uncles, and then the creditors that loaned him the money can go and collect from them. That was the din. The Mishnah Yud's sort of related. Mishnah Yud's going to be about a similar case when it comes to Yerusha, but not about Geneva anymore. It's really about Neder. It says Mishnah Yud, "Ha'am eliv no konam iata ne'en eliv." A person says to his son, "I swear to Geneder that you cannot benefit from anything of mine. He offers anything of his possessions." To his son. So he can do that. If he dies, the father dies, Yerushan. The son is still able to be Yorish, to inherit his father's property, because the nether is understood to only be applicable during the father's lifetime. The Chayiv of Moshe, if the father stipulated while he's alive and when he's dead, if he dies, he can't be Yerushan. Now, really, he does acquire the property that would be coming to him in Yerusha, but he can't benefit from it, is what that means. He has to give it to, again, his sons, his father's sons, his brothers, or to the father's brothers. If he doesn't have, doesn't have to give, meaning his Yerusha, right? He wants to keep his chelik in the Yerusha. So here's what he can do. He can love it. He can borrow money. And then the Baal Yichov get paid back for him. Meaning to say, we'll see what the Rav elaborates on this. In this case, what that's going to help over here. It's not like before we had to get rid of certain monies. We'll see what's going on. So there's only a Rav here on that last bit. The first part of the Mishnah was pretty self-understood. But what does it mean to be me'enlo? Ma yochal. Let's say the son doesn't have anything to eat. Now he's relying then on the Yerusha money to provide for his needs. So lo ve'ochal, he can borrow money with which to buy food and eat. And then the Baal Yichov, the people they borrowed money from, they'll come and get paid back from that money that was a Yerusha. And that Yerusha money, he can't be nene from. Right? So the Baal Yichov will take that. Now, isn't it a hana, the fact that the Yerusha is being used to pay off his debts? So it's also a hana. Says the Rav, it's not considered a hana that he's paying back his debt with those monies that were the Yerusha that he can't benefit from. The Ha Tanam in Adarim, it says in Adarim, Hamuder Hanam Michavera Porea Lochovo. It says to the Klal that if one takes another Hana from his friend, Reuven can't be Nana from Shimon, Shimon is allowed to pay Reuven's Chov. The Gemara goes into there why it is, but one Psha at least is that it's called Mavriya Chari, it's called chasing away a lion. You didn't benefit him, you just prevented a Nezik from him, pay his Chov back, not a problem. So that's what's going on in our Mishnah also. He's just taking the money that he can't benefit from and using it to pay a chov that he has, to pay a debt. Seder, says Mishnah Yud Aleph, Hagozel Sager V'nishpa Lovlamis, one who steals money from a convert, the convert doesn't have any Yorshim, let's say, so if when the Ger dies, there's no one to give the item back to, right? He swore falsely, he admitted it, and there's no one to pay the Asher, there's no one to pay the Chomish to. So what happens? Harizim Misham Karen V'Chomish to Kohanim V'Asham L'Mizbech. He pays Karen V'Chomish to Kohanim. Yeah, and there's no Yorshim, there's no one to give it to. He gives it to the Kohanim. V'Asham L'Mizbech. The Asham he will bring straight to the Mizbech, right? I mean, that he would do anyway, and Asham obviously goes in Mizbech. Shnemar Adim Ein Lo Ish Goel Hashi V'Asham Elov. If there is no Redeemer to give the Asham to, meaning the Asham over in the passing means what he's guilty about, I mean the money. Ha'asham Mumushav L'Hashem L'Kohen. The Asham, the guilty, the thing that he's guilty about, that is being returned, goes to Hashem, to the Kohen, meaning to the Kohen is representing Hashem. Mevad Eil HaKippurim Asher Yichaper Bo Olav. Aside from the Eil HaKippurim, and that means that is the Korban. The Korban, the Eil is a ram that is Mechaper on him of atonement, that it will atone on him through it. So that's what happened. Hayamala as a Kesef Vesa Hashem. In this same case, we're continuing, what if he's bringing up the Kesef and the Hashem? This is the Gazlan, the thief, is bringing that, the money, the Karen, the Chomish, and the Korban, the mace, and then he dies. Hakesef inosin lebanov. The money now doesn't have to be given to the Kohanim. He didn't get it there, and he doesn't have to, and doesn't have to go there. The kesef can be given back to this person's sons, the Gazlan's children. So ha'asham yira adshi yistayv. The korban, though, that was separated for an asham has to graze until it gets a mum, and thereby can be redeemed. V'yimacher v'yipul dam lindava. Then it should be sold, and the money, the value of it, should be given as an adava, as a voluntary korban for the base of Megdash. Let's see what happens in the Rav here. He elaborates. So in this first case, there is no one to give the money to because the ger died. What's the pasuk mean? You have nobody of the Jewish people that doesn't have a redeemer or all related in some way back to Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, which someone will be related to you somehow. L'mala ad Yaakov Avinu, right? Until you go back until Yaakov Avinu, you have someone related to you. The pasuk has to be talking about a ger that dies and has no inheritance. So that's why it said, the pasuk says very fairish that if it doesn't have a goel, it goes to the kohen, and the korban is also brought still. What if a gazlan was bringing everything to where it was supposed to go when he dies? A kesef yinosin lebanos, shal gazlan. The kesef can be given to the sons of the gazlan. Shekvar zocha behen mimisa seger. He was already zocha in the money, right? When the ger died, really the gazlan was zocha. No one to give it to. Ella de hashava boy le meivan. What are we doing over here? He has a mitzvah of hashava that we've been speaking about. Ki heichet it ha'av le kapara ashu ase. He needs a kapara for his false oath. V'hashes uleke kapara came into mitzvah. Now there's no need for the kapara. He died anyway. V'ashem yireh. The ashem has degrees. Ki din ashem shemesu ba'alav. That is the din of any ashem where the owner has died before it could be brought. The kaimon kol shebechatas mesa ba'ashem ro. Because you hold the klal, anything that if it would be a chatas, scenario would cause that chatas has to die, and this is one of those, chatas shemesu ba'aleha, chatas where the owner dies, the animal also dies. So ba'ashem ro'em, those same scenarios with an ashem, the ashem grazes until it gets a mum, and then you take the money, And Achiyastayev means Achiyipo Bomum, till a mum falls into it. Viyipo Damav Lenadava, and that its value goes for an adava. Like Kaitam Mizbech. Kaitam Mizbech really means like the dessert of the Mizbech. There are karbonos that were put on the Mizbech constantly that should never be. Not working. You should always have karbanos on there. Likanos meham olos. You buy, take this money, buy olos. They constantly bring olos up there to keep the mizbeach going. That's Mishnah Yud Aleph. Says Mishnah Yud Beis. Nothing as the kesef la'anshei mishmor v'meis. What if you already gave the money? That is probably this case, the case where you have to give the money to Kohanim. He gave it to the people of that mishmar. You know, there were 24 mishmaros of Kohanim throughout the year that would take turns doing it on the base of mishmar. The mishmar means the people that were on that watch, right? So he gave it to them, and then he died. Eino yorshim michon lehotzin yodim. The yorshim of the Goslin can't get that money back from them. Shnemar isha shayitin lekoin lo yeh. Pasuk says that if a person will give something to the coin, to him it will be. It's the same parsha over here, is what it's saying. Now, it says, Nosan hakesef liyoriv. Gave the kesef to Yehoriv. We're going to see the names of different mishmoras that were had. If he gave it to Yehoriv, which is the first mishmor in the year, Va'ash, it's probably a family name, it's probably what it means. Va'ashem liyidaya, and the ashem then later on he gave to the second mishmor. It's later on. Yatsa, that works. He can give the kesef and the Karen and the Chomish in, Yotzi that one, and then the Korban. Ashem liyoriv, the kesef liyidaya. If he gives the ashem first, though, and then the kesef liyidaya, imkaima ashem, if the ashem is still around, the first mishmor didn't shecht it. Yakrivu b'nei yidai. He has to let that second mishmar shecht it. V'im lo, yachzer yodom ashach. If he didn't, meaning to say that the first mishmar already shechted it and then he brought the money that was related to it, so it didn't work. He has to go and bring another asham. We'll see from the Rav, the asham has to come second. Davka asham has to come after the money has been brought in. Shamevi gizela ad shalovi asham. The mission itself says it's a klal. One who brings the gizela before bringing the asham, yatsa. That works. If you have the Ashim first, then the Gezel, it doesn't work. Nothing is a Karen. Nothing is a Chomish. In a Chomish Ma'akev. But if he paid, as far as the money goes, only the Karen, only the principal, but did not bring the Chomish, that additional fifth, in a Chomish Ma'akev. You don't have to, the Chomish is not Ma'akev, the Chomish doesn't hold back. I mean, you say at that point, he can bring the Korban. So he doesn't have all the money right now. He can bring the Karen. That takes care of the needs of the money as far as the Korban is concerned. He can bring the Korban, and later he can bring the Chomish. So says the Rav here, La'anshi Mishmor v'meis. He gave the money to the Anshi Mishmor and he died. Kodam Shiyavi Korban, before they actually brought the Korban, right? So, En Yor She'egaz Mi'chon Lo'otzi Mi'ad HaKohanim Me'ach She'zocho Behen Kevar. Right? The Kohanim are already Zoche. So that's it. That's done. I don't know why the Rav is pointing out Kodam Shiyavi Korban. I mean, granted, it's true. But I guess if he already brought the Korban, there'd be nothing to talk about. So the Havamin is only if he hadn't brought the Korban, can you take the money out and do it separately? The money, again, would rightfully belong to the children, because Hashava was done. But once it got to the Kohanim, right, once it got to the Kohanim, you can't take it out from them anymore. They're already Zochen. So what if he gave Yehoyarif? He Mishmeres Rishona, that's the first watch, Shel Esim V'Arvi Mishmeres Kahuna Shem Migdash, of the 24 watches of Kahuna that were in the base of Migdash, the Shel Yidaya Achareha, and Yidaya is the second one. Nelson HaGazim is the Kesef L'Yoyariv Mishmarto. The Gazim gave the money to Yoyariv for his in his Mishmeres. That's a family name, probably. V'Ahir Kach Nelson HaAshem L'Yidaya Mishmarto. And then he gave the Ashim to the next Mishmeres Yidaya. Yatsa, that works. And Mefarish Valzo, as the mission says, Shemevi Gezelo Ad Shlo Hevi Korban Ashamo Yatsa. One who brings the Gezel and then the Korban is Yotze. But then Mishmer Zoche B'Shalo. This Mishmer that he brought the money to was Zoche in that, in its own part. But then B'Shalo, and the next one, the Ashim, they were Zoche in. What's it mean to be Zoche and Ashim? Because Ashim's Kachim, feeden by the Kohanim, so they're going to be able to eat that part. If he gave the Ashim first to the Yoyariv, Shehevi Ashim Tchil, he brought it first, then he brought the Gezel. But not the Mishmar Shela Achra, then gave it to the next watch. If the Ashim is around, meaning Yoyariv had not offered it, B'nei Yidai should bring it as a carbon. So everything then will go to the second watch. If the Ashim is not around, lo yotza, but Ashim is not lo yoyariv. He was not yotze without Ashim that he gave to the first watch to yoyariv. Kevin shalom nosan gizela, because he had not given yet the stolen amount of money. He has to go and bring another Ashim. Dafka has to take place after the money was given. If he was nosan at Karen, if he gave the Karen lekohanim, in a chumish ma'akev. Ma'akev is a Ashim. Not given the chumish, not ma'akev. Im lo nosan adayna wasof nosan. If he hadn't given it, and then he gave it at the end, right, it's not ma'akev. I guess the Rav means to say, what if the guy never gave it in his life? So maybe then, Taka, you have to bring a new Ashim or something like that after giving it. The Rav does seem to say he has to give it in the end. Thank you for listening. Mr. Hashem, tomorrow we'll begin Perek Yud, the last Perek above.